child, Menudo. You can't pull this show off without me. I am Plucky Duck. My resume. I am a superstar. A super duper nova star. That's what I am. I'm exploding with talent.
Hello and welcome to Tooncast Beyond. This is episode 63.5, and it has been a sad week for us here at Tooncast Beyond, folks. We recently lost a veteran voice actor, Joe Oleski, this past February the 3rd, Wednesday, February 3rd, about a week ago or so. And for those of you who don't know, Joe, he pretty much took over Mel Blanc's job for the most part. For a lot of stuff. He died of he lost his battle with cancer. It's kind of sad. It's very sad, but it, you know, since the news came out about Joe's passing, I have gone back and I have watched at least 25 different episodes of Tiny Toon Adventures with Plucky Duck. I've watched Who Framed Roger Rabbit like a million times this week. Not literally. You know, I mean, Joe was one of those guys that he didn't exactly sound like Mel's versions of the characters, but he did. There's a difference, folks, in doing an imitation, doing a good imitation and a bad imitation. And yeah. Joe Oleski was one of those ones that did a really, really good, close impersonation of Mel Blanc doing Looney Tunes characters. And just, I mean, Plucky Duck alone, it's not even an imitation, but, you know, I mean, just the what he brought to Plucky in the very first episode, the Looney Beginning. I use this line everywhere. It actually opened the show. I'm no sidekick. He goes through this whole thing in that episode, and he says, "I'm exploding with talent," and then he explodes. Oh God, I love Joe's work. He's just so awesome.
Yeah.
Joining me, we've got Doug from Talking About My Generation. Hello, sir.
Hello.
And we've got TV's Mr. Dale.
My biscuits are burning.
You know, the funny thing about that is, he did that so well. I really thought that was Mel.
Yeah, oh, yeah, Mel was in that movie, and I guess he couldn't do Yosemite Sam anymore, so they brought Joe in, and he was pretty darn close. No one ever suspected it.
Mm-hmm.
Until you saw the credits, of course.
Well, yeah.
Well,
did you guys know that he was Richard Nixon in Forrest Gump? I did not know that.
I knew about it only after his passing. That was one of those.
Oh, things. Okay.
That, and then I, of course, remembered him as Uncle Beano on Out of This World.
Yes. I was just watching an episode of that the other day.
You know, I actually, once I saw that he had passed, I pulled out of This World and made my wife sit down and watch it. And she goes, "Who is that guy?" I go, that was the last voice of Bugs Bunny. And she goes, "Really?" And I go, "Yeah, he was also the voice of Plucky Duck." And
well, he wasn't the last voice of Bugs.
Yeah, there have been a few others, but
yeah,
more than anything, I think he was the de facto voice of Daffy.
Yeah.
That and Plucky Duck. And, you know, I made her sit down and watch that and How I Spent My Summer Vacation. And just that was probably one of the best things I've ever seen him pull off was Plucky and Hampton going on a road trip. Just, yeah.
You know, I recently, I think it was last year, I went back and I found that. And I'm not going to say How I Spent My Summer Vacation was bad, because it wasn't. It just wasn't what I remembered it to be.
Yeah.
I don't know what I remembered it to be. I knew that everyone was going on summer vacation. Plucky and Hampton were going to go on this road trip. But I didn't think it was going to be Christmas Vacation with Tiny Toons.
Yeah.
Not that it's a bad thing. Like I said, I really enjoy the thing, but I just, with Joe, oh my God. Yeah, you're right, Neil. He was the de facto Daffy. And again, you know, in the Looney Beginning, when Bugs takes them to school and teaches them how to do all this stuff, and he's like, "We've got classes first that ducks find appealing, like spotlight steel, like, woo, it's..." You know, all this and all that. And seeing Joe do Daffy and Plucky in the same scene where, you know, Daffy says something about, if you're so lucky, I'll teach you how to spray your spittle. And Plucky's like, anybody got a shabby? It's just like, And the best thing, the coolest thing in his career that they ever did with him was the final episode of Duck Dodgers.
Oh, man.
Oh.
At the very end, I actually have a picture. It's going to be in the post. It's actually going to close out this little episode at the very end because they're doing all these – because Duck Dodgers was, 12 years ago at this point, 2003. So, you know, they're doing all these things where – they're having various people from the show do a camera interview kind of things, kind of like, you know, what you would do on Big Brother or Survivor, whatever. It's a, you know, one-on-one Ferris Bueller type of stuff. And at the very, very end of it, to close it out, they have an animated Joe Alesky and an animated Bob Bergen with the WB logo behind them. Daffy is sitting in between them, and it's like they're at a voiceover session. And Daffy asks him, so whose voice do you do? Yours. You don't do a very good job of it. What about you, Slim? And I can't do Bob or Mel to save my life. And he's just like, think about it. And then Porky comes up and, you know, the line. And then all the cast say, that's all. It was the best thing that they ever did for an homage for Joe at the end of that show. But yeah, no, Neil, what are some of your memories of his work?
Well, I had posted one the other day, but I guess it's the wrong guy. It was the Batman VHS where it opened with Bugs and Daffy talking about the catalog, but it actually turned out it wasn't him. So,
Wasn't that Mel at the time still?
It was Mel, but Mel had died, and they changed the 800 number to a 900 number. And they had to re-record it.
No, they revert. You flipped it. It was originally 900. They switched it to 800.
I don't think so, because I remember like all the references to a free catalog had to be changed because it wasn't free anymore.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, it switches between Mel and one other actor. But God, that wasn't him. You know what? I'm gonna go with Out of This World just because of how. Just how weird that show was. I know it's not a cartoon, but
yeah,
it was on during that lull in the career of Burt Reynolds, and he's playing like a disembodied alien, and he has a half alien daughter who's living with her mother on Earth, and it like Elf, it ended on like this really weird cliffhanger that like was never resolved, and for the first few seasons, Joe was there as like the wacky uncle, and I was just watching it the other day and talking about like how he was able to replicate Mel's voice. He's actually pretty close to Mel if you hear his normal speaking voice, and that's probably why he was able to do such a good job.
Right.
Yeah. But yeah, he just kind of disappeared after a couple seasons, and I think it was because Tiny Toons came along, and he was just like, I'm out of here. I don't have to do this sitcom anymore.
Yeah, I mean, he had Tiny Toons, and then he ended up going in with Rugrats. You know,
yeah.
Grandpa Lou Pickles. I still won't forget the episode where he's showing them all the different movies, and he's got Reptar that he's getting ready to have the kids watch, and then he has something about Space Vixens 9 or something like that, and he goes, oh, that's for when you kids go to bed. And I kind of went, holy shit, they put something like that? They slipped that past the censors for Rugrats?
They were probably too preoccupied with Ren and Stimpy trying to keep that show under control. And so the Rugrats people were probably able to slip little jokes like that under the radar.
Oh, I just remember seeing that. It was like it caught me, and I kind of went, oh, my God. And Joe saying it the way that he did and just kind of laughing, It still sticks in my mind today, you know, 20 years later.
Yeah, I mean, he was, for the longest time, like Like I already said, like Neil said, the de facto voice for that. Like, looking at his stuff on Wikipedia, and I'm sure IMDb has even more than what's listed here in Wikipedia, I had no clue it was him as Daffy in Bah Humduck from, I think it was 2006. It was basically the Looney Tunes version of A Christmas Carol kind of thing. You know, but, like, I had thought it was, you know, somebody else doing that because at that time, I thought other people were doing it. But, I mean, it's just one of those things where Joe was one of those people that just... I think he really made the Looney Tunes characters more endearing for the time.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, as characters, Bugs is always going to be who Bugs is. Daffy's always going to be who Daffy is. And when Neil and I actually... Was it last year or the year before? We spent, like, I don't know, a whole 3 or 4 months doing animation direction here on Tooncast Beyond, where we talked about various animated directors and whatever else, and we talked about the differences in the characterizations between directors. And Daffy originally was this really wacky, off-the-wall character, you know, just bugging the hell out of Elmer Fudd or whoever it was, and then later...
He turned heel.
He really did. He turned heel and became selfish and self-centered and whatever else, and just, oh man. I remember when Tiny Toons came out, everybody thought that Babs and Buster and Plucky and Hampton and Coyote and the Road, everybody always thought that they were basically the descendants of the Looney Tunes characters. And it specifically states for Plucky that all of them actually all have different parents. But I think one of the reasons why we always thought that was because, again, referencing A Looney Beginning, one of Buster's lines to Bugs is, "Oh Pater, oh great affordable one, you know, help us," that kind of thing. Joe was an amazing, amazing talent, and we will be doing Tiny Toons coverage here on Tooncast Beyond at some point. I don't know when, and I don't know who's going to be on it with me, but we will be going season by season for that show, because I have been I remember that show so fondly. I know a lot of people don't like it, Neil included.
Oh, see,
it had some good, like that summer vacation one you brought up was actually a pretty good one, but I didn't like some of the season one episodes. Yeah. Some were animated kind of
I mean, they had some good stuff. The Wile E. Coyote character that ended up sounding like what's his name that married Soon Lee or Soon Yi or whatever it was. Woody Allen. That's it.
Yeah.
Just hearing some of those, I thought it was great. And the fact that, you know, Joe Lasky was able to come in and do basically just be one of the main characters in that show. I mean, you know, you had Charlie Adler and Joe Lasky and Tress MacNeille being, you know, some of the big characters in there, basically playing it to the hilt, along with Don Messick. You know, all of them were pretty much the stars, and just seeing this and not realizing that you had some of the greats in there. Charlie Adler, we all know how great he is, but Joe Lasky doing all these things that I just had no clue. You know, Henry Hawk. Mm-hmm. I didn't know that he was one of the Marvin the Martian characters, you know, one of the voices for Marvin the Martian at the time.
To highlight that, he was pretty much the entire cast of Tweety, except for Granny, obviously, because Granny's June Foray. Yeah. But Tweety's High Flying Adventure, he is Tweety, Sylvester, Bugs, Daffy, Pepe, Marvin, Henry Hawk, and Colonel Rimfire. But I mean, yeah, it just... I mean, the man had so... I would honestly say he is the second to Mel when it comes to those characters. And the only other second to Mel when it comes to Porky is obviously Bob Bergen.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, I mean,
anybody goes back and finds that very first episode of Rob Paulsen's Talking Tunes where he had Bob Bergen on, Bob tells the story where he actually looked up Mel Blanc's wife in the phone book.
Yeah.
To call, he actually called Mel Blanc's house saying, you know, I want to learn from you. I want to be Porky. And he's like, well, you know, I just go find that podcast, folks. Maybe I'll find it and put it in the show notes for you. But I mean, Joe was just such a stand-up guy.
Yeah, I can't believe all of what he's done and that he's gone now. You know, it's.
Mm-hmm. I mean, he in the later. At least three of the later Tom and Jerry movies, he did Droopy for three of them.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, huh? Yep. Yep. But I mean, I don't know. He was in Bonkers as Flaps the Elephant, for crap's sake. He was Lobster the Mobster in the Little Mermaid series. I don't even remember that character, but okay.
He made he made Looney Tunes Back in Action watchable.
Yes, yeah. He did. And then Brendan Fraser ruined it. But yeah,
that movie's better than a lot of people give it credit for.
No, I agree. No, it's yeah. He was it. How long ago did that come out? Oh wow, one of his last projects was about two years ago. He was the Green Lantern in Lego Batman 3 Beyond Gotham.
Oh my god. That is so awesome they put that in there.
Yeah.
You know, I may have to go and look for that and play that game.
Talk about another great episode of that cartoon too.
That was the only time on Tooncast Beyond I think we've ever talked about Duck Dodgers was for the Green Lantern because we were doing superhero stuff at the time.
Yeah, it was actually like a bonus feature on the Green Lantern disc, if I remember.
Yep, that's what it was. Wow. It was friggin' awesome. Oh man, yeah, I so have to go back. Yeah, we did a special episode Duck Dodgers, the Green Lantern. Because they had,
it was a straight up DC crossover with Duck Dodgers. I mean,
yeah,
they played the DC characters straight, and Duck Dodgers just happened to pick up the ring by mistake, of course.
Mm-hmm. And have you ever seen this episode, Neil? Or not, Neil, I know you've said,
yes.
Doug, have you ever seen
it?
Yeah, I know. You've never, oh my God.
No, I'm going to have to watch it.
I'll find it for you. I have sources, but I'll find it for you because who actually ends up being Hal Jordan is just absolutely hilarious.
Oh, yeah.
Don't spoil it.
I'll keep silent.
It's just so good. But Joe, you will be missed.
It is
now.
Sad, sad day that he is gone.
Yeah, I know.
And on that note, I think we're going to go with the real Marvin.
Yeah.
And I'm also going to put in here the ending to Duck Dodgers as well. So, honestly, at this point, folks, episodes 64 and 65 of Tooncast Beyond, I was going to have a certain series started coverage and then an animated movie, but I'm not sure if that's going to happen right now. So episodes 64 and 65 will most likely be changing. We may end up doing, in honor of Joe's passing, season one of Tiny Toons and season one of Duck Dodgers for either one of those episodes. Yeah, Joe, you will be missed. And now you and Mel can fight over who's the best. Even though we all know Mel's the best, but I mean, you know, since Mel's passing, you know, it just there's not there when Mel passed, there wasn't a lot of people that you. It's kind of like when someone asks you the question, "Who could really pull off a live action Green Lantern?" And in my opinion, anybody but Ryan Reynolds. But it's one of those types of questions, like who could be cast in that role. And at the time when Mel passed, I couldn't think of anyone that I could say definitively could fit Mel's shoes. And we had Joe, and he did such an excellent job.
He did a hell of a job.
Yep.
So whose voice do you do?
Yours.
Well, keep practicing. How about you, Slim?
Think about it.
Line?
That's all, folks!